listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview. And I do believe I got my my interview calling in right now. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. TapDetroit.com, who's this?
This is Will Merklinger.
Will, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Just got off from work, so came over here to my friend's house, Michael, who you've spoken with already, because
awesome.
It was a little easier to get here than to go all the way home.
Oh, sure. So it's always more fun when you're hanging out with extra people, too, right?
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, hanging out with your buddy. You know, I guess you worked with him for many, many years, is what he tells me.
Yeah, actually, he and I have worked together both on stage as performers. He's directed me on stage. And then obviously transferred over to Tempest Entertainment when we got that rolling too. So, yeah, it's been some, I don't know, we figured out it was almost 16 years, something like that.
Ooh.
A long time.
16 years. That's a long time to be hanging out with you know, one group.
Yeah, well, you know, when you find a group of people that you like, and especially in this media, if you like working with them, you have a tendency to stick around with them a lot. You even see that a lot with Hollywood, too. If you go back and look at some of those, Kevin Smith was really big on it and the people that he works with. So, yeah. It makes it easier, I guess.
Well, for sure. You know, that's one of the things that we were talking about, you know, me and Michael were talking about, too, is that, you know, once you find somebody that you get along with, first of all, you know, it's always good to get along with somebody professionally, but it's even better if you can get along with them professionally and personally as well. And once you find somebody like that, and you know, you work together good, you know, well, and you know what to expect from one another, then you always continue to work together. I mean, that's the way it should be, right?
Absolutely, I agree.
Now, you were in the two movies that I have reviewed from Tempest Entertainment. You were in both of them. You were in the movie Z, and you were in the movie Nightfall.
Yes, that is correct.
Right. Now, they I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay, the movie Z obviously was it was shot from, you know, the camera on the tripod kind of thing. It was, you know, the normal way of shooting a movie. Whereas Nightfall was shot from the point of view of one of the people, one of the characters in the movie holding a camera. So
Something very clear, absolutely.
Yeah, so obviously with something like that, you don't have 200 shots making up one scene. You have maybe two shots if you're lucky. You know, you try to get one shot, really, to do an entire scene. So clearly you can't use I don't want to say you can't use an actor from movies that are used to doing scenes, you know, that you can be broken up into pieces. But clearly there was some benefit to using actors that had some stage experience where you have to get the whole thing taken care of in one shot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As I'm sure you heard him talk to you about, is he would take us through a rehearsal process before the shot. So sometimes we would rehearse it for half an hour or an hour, depending on, you know, whether or not the emotion was correct by us, to make sure that we got the shot done correctly. Because like you said, it has to go through the whole thing. If there's one thing wrong in a 5-minute long shot, then you have to do the whole 5 minutes again. And you won't know until you go back and look at the dailies.
Yeah, and that's no fun to to get something done thinking you have it, and then you look back at it and you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, and that's why we had both him and Greg and whoever else was on the set just watching every little aspect to make sure. I mean, one person was watching the script to make sure we didn't mess up the lines. One person was watching action. I mean, everything was being watched to make sure that it matched exactly what he wanted. And, you know, like you said, having stage experience helps because it's exactly what you do on stage. You know, you will actually, rehearse it with whoever the director is, and you just keep on going. And then eventually on Showtime, you get to actually perform it. Where this one's a little different, of course, you take the time to record it, and then you get a chance to look back on it.
Right, at least you do get a second shot, you know, but you get a second shot at the whole thing, not a second shot at, like, this shot, you know?
Right. Well, you know, but that's the irritating thing. I mean, when we were shooting it, You know, again, if one little thing goes wrong, or if an actor seems to think that the director says cut, which happened at one point in time, and, you know, the person says, oh, I thought he said cut. We're like, ah, what are you doing? Never, ever, ever stop. And so, you know, that ruined the take, so we had to go again. But it's like everything else. You take the good with the bad, and you keep on going.
Yep, it's like that song goes, you know, you take the good, the bad, and that's the facts of life.
I they should make a show out of that.
Yeah. I mean, they should get George Clooney to be in it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not now.
Right, you know, not now. So clearly you got your start on a theater stage rather than in front of a camera.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Moons ago, even before I met Michael, I was doing theater shows. Matter of fact, that's how I ended up meeting him, was through a show that we were doing. I was actually doing some other show, and he was preparing to direct another show, and somebody said, hey, well, what about this guy? You may want to take a look at him. And so they introduced us, and we chatted, and we did a show together as actors. That was the first thing we did. And Michael's a great guy, but it's very funny. Years later, I found out that he came over to rehearse lines with me to make sure that I was good. Because he didn't want to have to perform if I was dad.
Do you have any? What is really the transition? You know, when you've clearly been on stage. Okay, you've learned how to act a certain way. Clearly, on stage, there's a different way that you have to act as opposed to being on the screen. What's the difference that you have to do on stage as opposed to in front of cameras?
Well, again, we are talking about two different films here. The Nightfall, which, you know, was a cinema verite style. We're a little bit luckier that we get that rehearsal aspect. In Z, it's not so much a rehearsal. You have to come to the set with your lines and everything ready, and you know what your character is. That's your responsibility as the actor. Instead of flushing it out through weeks and weeks and weeks of rehearsals, you flush it out yourself during weeks of preparation beforehand, memorizing your scripts, praying that Michael doesn't come to you with changes in the script, it changes your lines, but you roll with it, and so that's the biggest thing. If you're doing a stage show and you need to act surprised or something, you know, the audience is 20, 30 feet away. In order for them to see that, you got to be very big, kind of over the top, and very large. You do that on a close up on a film, people are looking at you like you're nuts because you're just flailing all over the place.
Right.
The camera doesn't catch it right. So it's a lot more subtlety in the film acting because, you know, a simple eyebrow raise can convey, you know, confusion or anything like that on film. I do that on stage and people are like, this guy's not doing anything. Well, I can't say anything.
Right. When I was doing auditions for my last movie, I had quite a few different people come out to play different parts, and that was one of the reasons why one of the people didn't get the job was because he came straight off the theater stage and he gave me an audition as though I was in the back row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really huge and really big and over exaggerated, and I had mentioned, hey, it seems like it's a little over exaggerated. He was like, oh yeah, it's theater. And I was like, okay, well, let's try it again. He did it again. I swear, I think he actually got bigger. I think he did.
See, yeah, that is the thing with a stage actor who has not had the opportunity to really work in film. The stage actor, when you say that it's not quite right, they go a step further. They make it bigger. They figure, okay, I'm not big enough. I haven't done it right yet. Whereas in film, obviously, like you're saying, you think, whoa, dude, just kind of tone it down a little bit. I'm right here.
Right. So that was that a fairly easy process for you to go from one to the other, or was Michael behind the camera every time going, cut, bring it down, until you finally got your groove in?
Well, I had several conversations about that sort of thing towards the beginning of Tempest Entertainment. I spoke with him saying, you know, I'm a little bit worried about that. I don't want to be over the top. And, you know, at the time, he had the opportunity to talk to me and say, well, you know, remember these things. Remember, keep it subtle. Another perfect example is unless the shot is a wide shot standing, you know, a person can't pace back and forth because you're just going in and out of shot and it looks horrible, you know. So you have to contain everything down and just keep it still. And we had a lot of that in C. As you saw, there were a lot of, when you're dealing with the axes, there were a lot more mediums and closes and things of that nature. Whereas the Nightfall, you know, there was a lot of more movement shots that you could get a little bit larger with, but still had to remember what the parameters of the shot were.
It seems like you take a whole lot of acting talent and experience that you have you know, worked on, and you've honed it in there on the stage, and then you get put in front of the camera, and then you're told, okay, now take all of that talent that you have and all of that skill, and I want you to control it and confine it down to this little pinpoint, and give me that huge performance on the tip of a pin. Is pretty much what it sounds like, what you got to do. So it's like going from you know, brown belt to black belt, man. You know, you got to learn the control.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Brown belt to black belt, because it's I don't know. I just can't put it any better than what you said. Putting it down on the head of a pin, because, you know, every little movement that you do is seen. That camera catches everything. You know, they always said, you know, remember, whatever you do on stage, we can see you. Remember, if you can see the audience, they can see you. Well, with film, you're not exactly sure always where the camera is unless the shot is on you. So if you're in the background of something, you have to make sure you're doing something. You can't be watching the camera.
Right. And I found a few scenes like that, too, and I got all done with my movie at one point. I'm looking, and all of a sudden one of the actors just zoned out in the background, was like looking directly at the camera. You know, and I didn't notice until after I'm editing. I'm like, oh, really? So, okay. Let's see if we have another shot of this. Luckily, I did, but...
Yeah. It's always fun. You'll get a lot of that the first time a person's in front of the camera. You will even say, I mean, it was said to me, it's like, remember, don't look at the camera. I'm like, gotcha. Come running down the stairs for this scene, and I'm supposed to be looking where the lady is standing, and for some reason, I look right at the camera. Stop, turn around, touch the camera, gotta do it again.
Yeah, once they get you to stop looking at the camera, then you filmed Nightfall, and then it's okay to look at the camera again.
Right. Yeah, there's, you know, like you say, there's everything has a rule, and every rule has a way to break it.
Sure.
You know, and that particular style, because like you said, in Nightfall, the person behind the camera was the character. And if you watch it very carefully, too, we don't particularly look at the camera. We looked at the eyes of the person who was holding the camera. And he held it in such a way that you could see his face totally. He wasn't looking, you know, in an eyepiece or anything like that. So it gave that still sense that, you know, we're talking to somebody and not to just the person who happens to be watching the film.
And I guess it was also a little bit odd, too, because obviously on stage, the all the people that are on stage have to be the people that are supposed to be on stage. They have to be the actors playing the parts that they're supposed to be. However, when they were filming that scene, from what I understand, the person that was holding the camera was not the person playing that role of that character that's supposed to be holding the camera, whose voice was later dubbed in over top of the voice of the cameraman who was delivering the lines.
Right.
So that must have been weird, too, trying to carry on a conversation with a character that you've gotten to know, you know, having a conversation with, and all of a sudden it's somebody else.
Well, you know, if you really think about it, though, it's no different than a lot of these movies now that use a lot more heavy CGI stuff. They're acting against something that's not even there. It's their job. That's what they have to do. And it's kind of the same thing. You know, at least there's somebody there reading the lines. It's like when you go to an audition and you could be that you're supposed to be talking to the greatest love of your life, but it's some dude who's reading the line over there to you. And you're just like, okay, that's just weird. But, you know, unless that's what it's supposed to be, so you never know.
Well, I do thank you for giving me a call today, sir. This is William Merklinger. Did I say that right?
Yes, you got it right.
Okay, I was totally stressing over it. You can ask Michael. I was totally stressing over it. All right, so it's William Merklinger, and he is an actor, the star of the movie Z and Nightfall, and he is a stage and screen actor. I do thank you for calling me in. I always say calling me in. I don't speak very much good English. That's my problem.
Oh, well, good education. It's all good.
Yeah, I know. I should be on the radio or something.
Well, a friend of mine says that he has the perfect voice. The perfect face for radio. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah. Not about me, though, of course. Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah, couldn't. Hey, real quick before you take off here, what kind of tunes do you listen to? What kind of music you jam to?
Well, I'm actually very eclectic in my taste of music. I will listen to anything from classic rock to Broadway and opera. I'll listen to country. I'll listen to soft stuff. It's just one of those things where I learned a long time ago as an actor, regardless of being stage or screen, you have to have a better semblance of what's out there. And if you pigeonhole yourself into just one type of music, then, you're just constricting your possibilities.
Right. I was that was an awesome answer, by the way, but I was kind of more or less fishing for a request.
Oh, you're fishing for a request. Well, my goodness.
Yeah, like if you were to get in your car right now and start it up, what song is most likely to be playing on the radio on whatever station you have set up? He's stumped.
Wow.
He's stumped. The actor is stumped.
I know. Yeah, you got me stumped because if I don't like the song, I immediately change it. So...
Stage actor, screen actor, improvisation. Just kidding.
I do my best. I think that's probably my weakest part there is improv. But, I don't know. I've had the Rock of Ages soundtrack in my car, and I've been listening to a lot of that. So it might be likely that something like
Def Leppard or something like that would probably come off of the Rock of Ages soundtrack.
Yeah, something like that would probably be coming on first.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a fantastic and wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, thank you very much, and you do the same.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye now.